be called a...
Says what?
A hen on a nest of eggs.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Do you ever use the word fowl or fowls? Talking about these chickens and mm-hmm. geese and so
yeah.
How do you use that?
Well, you just call them fowls. Because there is a bird, it's a peafowl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you have seen one or not, but this peafowl, and make a little racket, and they'll throw that tail wide open and make the cutest racket, make your hair rise up on your head, holler. Peafowl.
Oh, they're real pretty.
They're real beautiful.
I see that.
And run fast, Lord, much they can fly. There's some right over here with those deer. Come throw this nap on stuff over here. Come by us, go to where every day and feed these cattle. And it got ducks, geese, peafowl, everything, turkeys, I think. Everything will matter a little while on this farm. And these fowls, you said the chicken. We just call them, I ring the fowl, a bird. Kind of what I call them, fowl, bird.
Okay, the place where you keep chickens, what do you call that?
Hen house. Poultry house. Poultry house, a hen house.
What about a smaller place just for the mother?
Brooder house.
Mm-hmm. What's kept in there?
Little chickens, raise them. Put them in there and keep heat, you know, to them and the.
Is that a big house?
Small house.
I mean, it's not just something about 2 feet high or something.
It's big. Yeah, a lot of raise them, 50, 100 at a time. And you have to have heat in it, leave electric heat. A lot of them had house little furnaces built, things like how fine we years ago, but since got electric. We've always just used a heat bulb in there.
Yeah.
That was raising.
What if you were going to ship them somewhere? What would you put them in?
Cups. Chicken cups.
Can you describe that?
Cup.
Yeah.
It's about a 3 foot thing square.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made out of little rounds. It's had pieces that both the crossbow holes and go in down here and this flat piece of timber and up top, same thing. And they're little rounds and there'll be cracks in there to give them air.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have a little door about that wide.
Mm-hmm.
It has it on hinges where it's on top. And then they got a spring, you push it back, get to it and come back and stays. They can get out.
Yeah.
That's where they hold them. And used to really hold them. See, the country people in this country, I guess, well, so everywhere, I reckon did. Every woman, yeah, they bought practically all the groceries with the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I was young, my mother bought all our groceries with the egg money. And they were 15, 16, 18 cents, something like that, a dozen back then. Well, we'd have 20, 25, 30 dozen a week.
Mm-hmm.
See, to take so well, they'd buy the groceries with them. And they told people that summertime would count them.
You'd what?
Candle them.
Okay.
To see whether they were bad or not. See, they had a little place in the thing with the bulb back in
mm-hmm.
there. They stick this egg up there, and you take all these eggs stored through the summer.
Mm-hmm.
They stick them up there, and they'd show you this clear as a crystal. It was a good one. But if it's heavy black in there, they lay them out. You just came home, throw them away, or came out, throw them
what,
somewhere. Rotten fertile with a roost or something, it wouldn't be no good, you know. To have
would
a dead chicken maybe in it, a hen that maybe set on some, you know, and let the woman had found a nest and it maybe had been hen set on, she didn't know it, you know, and she set them so and they'd count them out and set them back.
Would it show blood in there?
Mm-hmm. Blood, anything. Anything, well, anything.